You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up on the SBS On The Money Markets podcast, an exclusive interview with the CEO of Aljana as the company receives international funding to potentially go global. The Australian share market up for the first week in five, and GDP in focus for next week, all of that and more. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money Markets podcast for this Friday, the 28th of November, 2025, a day where the Australian share market was flat, the S&P ASX 200 down, but only just 0.04% weaker. We'll have the details with Tony Sycamore from IG Markets in a few moments. But first, to the Lebanese-Australian business success story. From a single store in Western Sydney in 1998, charcoal chicken restaurant Aljana is set to go global. It's just secured international funding with private equity group General Atlantic, valuing it at hundreds of millions of dollars. The injection will allow it to quadruple its footprint in Australia from 50 to 200 stores in coming years, with the possibility of expanding internationally. For more in this exclusive interview, I spoke with its CEO, Brett Holden. Brett, this appears to be a significant partnership. What can you tell me about how big this deal is, how much of the business General Atlantic will take, and perhaps how much this values Aljana?
Yeah, it's a phenomenal milestone for the brand. We're 27 years old and we feel like we're just getting started, and it's been a great opportunity to go and find the right partner for us, a partner that will help us continue on the journey that we've been on of bringing Lebanese culture and food to Australians, and we want to bring more Australians into our kitchens. So, it's a partnership. So, myself and the family especially are really going to remain heavily invested, significantly involved, and General Atlantic are going to come along for the journey to come.
This $1 billion number that I've seen being thrown around today, is that close to it?
Oh, it's a big number. We're not commenting on valuation because obviously we're still remaining involved, but it's obviously a meaningful valuation for the organisation and something that we're proud of.
What makes General Atlantic the right partner?
What I really love about General Atlantic is that they partner with founder and family-led brands and take them to the next level. And that's what we really are looking for here. Aligning with a firm like General Atlantic as a strategic growth investor has all the hallmarks of success that they've done in other brands previous. So we think they'll add a lot of value to us. And alongside the family and our team and our franchisees, we know that they'll be a trusted partner to take us from where we are today to where we hope to be in the future.
So where you are today is 50 stores around the country. What does this financial injection mean for your growth strategy?
So we've taken it over the last 5 years from five restaurants to 50 today. We have some pretty bold plans to get into more communities across Australia. That'll mean that we want to get to potentially 200 restaurants in the next 5 years and even beyond. More markets, more states, and take our beautiful Lebanese culture and cuisine into those markets. So this will give us the horsepower to be able to do that. It'll make sure that we can do it in a really measured and successful way. And we can just continue to reinvest in our service culture, our food quality. And the facts are that we bring our food in a restaurant every day and we want to uphold all those traditions. And this helps us do that.
International expansion?
Yeah, it's definitely on the cards. We believe that a brand and a menu like Aljana has the opportunity to go into so many great places. We're looking at markets across the world. There'll be some really interesting ones. The Estefans who founded our brand want to have a look at the Middle East to begin with, back in their homeland where they believe that it could do exceptionally well, and they're researching that at the moment. But we'll never lose sight of what made us who we are, and we want to make sure that in our local communities and those that operate around Australia, that they're our first and foremost priority.
Does this deal put an IPO on the back burner?
I think what it means for us is that there's a great opportunity to continue to grow and really hone our craft a little longer. And it might mean that in the next 5 years or so that that becomes an option for us. We'll just have to wait and see what that looks like as we go. But one thing that is for sure is we just want to make sure that more Australians can access our product and our hospitality and service culture, and we'll continue to focus on that.
This really is a migrant family business success story, founded in 1998 in Granville, Lebanese Australians, as you mentioned. How do you think this deal reflects the role and the potential multicultural Australia plays in the economy?
Oh, it's a phenomenal story for some phenomenal people. I've been with the brand for over 6 years, but I've known the family for much, much longer. What they've done and bringing their cuisine and their ways of life to Western Sydney, starting in Granville in 1998, and then for us to be able to take it into more places across Sydney, Melbourne, excuse me, and hold true to that value set that we always had, and show it to the rest of Australia. What I love is that the fact that they've been able to hone that craft and really bring everyone on board, and it's been a really great opportunity to partner with them to do so. Western Sydney has got so many different cultures, as does Australia now, and cuisines have really evolved over time. And the Lebanese charcoal chicken, the garlic sauce, the pickles, the fattoush, the tabbouleh, all these great products are somewhat staple in a lot of Australians' diets these days. But we do it fresher, we do it more conveniently, and we do it in a great, cost-effective manner, which is really about sharing in abundance. And I think that's what the Lebanese culture really brings to Australia.
And final question, have you spoken to the founders today, Andre and Carol, and how are they feeling?
Yeah, we talk every day. Actually, they're great people. They are over the moon. They loved the team around General Atlantic from the very beginning, and really feel proud to partner alongside them. And I know they're particularly proud for all of our team members, our franchisees, and the rest of the business that have led us to this point. But equally excited for the future. So very, very happy, and as am I.
That is Al Janna CEO Brett Holden there speaking with SBS On The Money exclusively. Let's now take a closer look at the Australian share market. The S&P ASX 200 down 0.04% today, so flat at 8,614. It follows a quiet lead-in because the US share market was closed for the Thanksgiving public holiday. But to tell us more, especially about the week that was, I spoke with Tony Sycamore, an analyst at IG Markets. So, Tony, with no real lead-in from Wall Street overnight because it was closed for the Thanksgiving public holiday, how did our market trade today?
Yeah, we've seen a modest rise on the ASX 200 today. It is on track to lock in a fifth consecutive session of gains. We've seen tech and consumer-facing stocks do well today, and I think there's also been a touch of month-end rebalancing flows playing a part from the buy side.
You know what's interesting? For the week, the market is up around about 1.5% after a horrid 5 days before that. Why the change in sentiment?
We had a seismic shift in sentiment this week. Really, end of last week, start of this week, we've seen two key Fed officials sounding dovish. And what that has done is it's seen the odds of a Fed rate cut at the December meeting rise from a very slim 30% up towards 85%. And stock markets here and abroad, they've been quick to embrace the idea of cheaper borrowing costs.
How's all of this playing out on the currency market?
The Aussie's had a great week. It's up about 1.3%, currently trading at 65.50. Its gains have followed that increased expectations around a Fed rate cut in December, and also by the hotter than expected inflation numbers we saw here in Australia, which has actually sparked calls for RBA rate hikes. Now, the support coming from the shifting interest rate expectations, it's also been augmented by the improvement in risk sentiment viewed this week. So the Aussie is very much well viewed as a risk asset. And when equities start to rally like they have done, it helps the Aussie dollar.
Any company news you're following today?
Corporate Travel Management delivered a bombshell today, revealing revenue reversals totaling around $162 million in the UK and Europe, plus an additional $14 million here in Australia and New Zealand. Now, this contradicts earlier assurances from the company that its issues were confined to Europe, and it's prompted the suspension of UK and European CEO James Thornton.
Okay, yesterday we saw this huge rise in private capital expenditure data from the ABS, especially in technology and data centres, so this AI investment boom, right? This will likely all add to GDP, and we know that those numbers will come out next week. What's the market looking for?
Yeah, after yesterday's strong CapEx readings, the market is looking for growth in the September quarter to rise to 2.2% year on year. Now, this would be the fastest rate of annual growth since quarter one 2023, taking it closer to the 3% growth rate which we were used to pre-COVID. So good signs there for the Australian economy.
And I guess stronger growth necessarily doesn't add to that case for a rate cut too. So that's one to keep an eye on for. Finally, what are you telling your clients right now, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
We think the pullback in November in US, European, and the Australian stock market is likely complete now. And for that to take effect, we are looking for the rally which we've seen this week to extend into year end, supported, of course, by the traditional Santa Claus rally. So keep an eye out for that in the weeks ahead.
That is Tony Sycamore from IG Markets. He wraps up the podcast for the day and for the week. Don't forget, if you enjoy it, give it a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Click subscribe, and I'll see you next week.
This SBS on the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.